Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's a great day to have a great day, ladies and gentlemen. Happy Friday to you. You are indeed in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. You know the people involved. John Lopez, I'm Reginald Atitula, that's Figgy Fig. And of course you, dear listener, via a few different ways, getting involved on the program. The text line is 713-572-4610, where we got a text. As a side note, if Mattress Mac was a pimp, that would be a real cold nickname. And that is objectively true.
That is absolutely true.
Objective truths only on
this Friday.
Could
that go for a porn name? Mattress Mac?
That I guess too. It could.
Yeah, that too.
I hadn't considered that. Yeah, it absolutely
can't look
could.
At Mattress Mac the same.
Going to have a walking stick and a real colorful hat.
Look at that. That's Mattress Mac right there.
You don't want to mess with him.
You don't want to know why they call him Mattress Mac.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, that goes a lot of different places. Hopefully not for too long here. Let's get into the show. Also, you can get involved with the program courtesy of the Mo Karam Injury Lawyers live streams. Both on the YouTube page, Sports Radio 610 and 610 Houston on Twitch. All right, let's get going talking about these Houston Astros. Another victory for the Astros, not just in a single game, but obviously another win of a series for the Astros, which continues a run of good form that they've had of late, despite whatever else is happening around them, despite ups and downs, and even in a situation where you had a Framber Valdez game where, you know, we always go, are you getting good Framber, are you getting bad Framber? We got another instance of an outing by a starting pitcher for the Astros where the manager can rightfully call it a weird outing. 12 strikeouts, but a whole bunch of pitches, and for a ground ball pitcher, notoriously, there was a lot of balls flying out to the outfield now, wasn't there?
A lot of well-struck balls. I was thinking about the one, I forget who sent it to center field. It went at least 400, and Jake Myers chased it down. That was a pivotal moment of the game, too.
I mean, pivotal.
I think that could have been a difference there. But nevertheless, Framber, let me ask you something before we get into the other question we have here.
Yeah, the main thing, the main takeaway that I think we all know we're going to have to talk about, we will get there.
Yeah, they won, but the real person.
Well, they won. Like, they continue to expand the lead in the AL West.
Yada, yada, to win.
That's
sometimes
right.
Sometimes when you win, you lose.
Oh, you so
this
you're
is true. Right,
so can I give you a little bit of vocabulary here? This is one of my vocabulary words that I really like. A Pyrrhic victory.
Yes.
Right? A victory in which you won, but really, you know, the losses were so great that at that point you questioned how valuable the win was. Pyrrhic victory.
Mm-hmm.
And is that what we're calling?
Yeah, I'm kind of going white man can't jump.
Yeah.
Just remember this famous quote right here.
Yeah.
God, I love me some Rosie Perez. Oh,
so
my
good.
God.
That was so good.
Anyways.
Let me ask you this before we get into ESOC discussion, because it's pretty big. It's pretty big. How many more outings does Framber have to have until we stop wondering if we're going to get good Framber or bad Framber? Because you do realize the stretch that he's on right now, we're talking 3, 6, 7 starts, his last 7 starts, 7 innings, 8 innings. 7 innings, 6 innings, 9 innings, 7 innings. And then, of course, you know, he went 5 yesterday, but and efficient. Hasn't lost a game since May 2nd. Are we starting to get more, you know, we don't have to ask that question anymore?
Ooh, I mean, like this question.
Are we? I mean, we're talking about in that span. I mean, he's not giving up a lot of earned runs. He's not throwing a lot of pitches. He had one game. What did he throw? 83 pitches or something like that. Just efficiency. And I've been the one wondering, like everybody else, you know, are we going to get good Fromber or bad Fromber? He's been good for more than a month every time out.
Yeah, we used a lot of words to say to ask the question that J-Rock on the YouTube page asked very perfectly. Like, you'd be a great editor, J-Rock, in the news space because, you know, brevity is godliness in that place. Is he back? Question mark.
Right,
like, are we just in Fromber is like ace territory, and again, I think you're more like, do we not have to worry? I feel like inherently because who Fromber is, like, that's going to be in there. He's not new to this, or we're not new to him. However, you're right. Mm-hmm. He has just stepped up to the mantle, or stepped up to the I guess proverbial plate whenever you need him to, and he's delivered. And I do wonder how much of that is just like Fromber's makeup seems to be. When you absolutely need it, he comes through, and you've needed it a lot because, as we've talked about at great length, and maybe to much to people's chagrin, the run support not really there in the same way this year, right? Making sure that you get to the end of the bullpen, with all due respect to I think the bullpen at large, who has been good, but making sure that you get to the portions of the bullpen that you feel the strongest about has been important. And as you mentioned, like, he's had only three instances. Of his, 14 starts of going less than 6 innings, getting less than what we would deem a quality start. Like, that is, he has been really, really good this year. So, you do have to salute him. Or actually, did I miss one? There might be 4 in there. My apologies.
In his last 7 starts, he's given up more than 2 earned runs once, and it was 3.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, that I'm starting to go, you know, and I went into last night's game thinking, all right, which Fromber, and that's just maybe out of force of habit, or maybe because he's been doing it for so long that you can't really, I mean, you can count on him, but until you don't, you know, until you can't. But 7 straight, and 2 earned runs?
Yes. Yeah. And you know what? I think the answer is definitively yes, especially based off of yesterday. And what I started with, that's a dude who, I mean, in a game where and we know his MO, like ground ball pitcher, he's trying to get the ball into his infielders, let his defense help him. In that way, in addition to obviously just being a fantastic locator and all these things.
Yeah.
There was a lot of balls flying in the air. And still with that, he gets 12 strikeouts. Now, of course, mind you, this is a White Sox team that you don't necessarily view all that highly, but they were putting up some frisky at-bats yesterday. And even with that, 12 strikeouts where he's sending people back down to the dugout. And then also is still able to give you 5 innings of decent work in a circumstance where it did not feel like he was doing the best. So, like, I feel like those types of pitchers are the ones that take what a lesser pitcher would have as a bad outing or what have you, and make it a weird outing. And I think that's what we've seen, not just from him, but we saw that from Lance?
Yes.
Last time out?
Yeah, for sure. He said it himself.
Absolutely necessary, especially with the way that this rotation is situated for the Astros.
Yeah, now, you know, I mentioned those games. Just looked up the numbers for that stretch. 7-0
good,
with a 2.02 ERA, 59 strikeouts, 13 walks.
Is that good?
That's good.
Okay. All
right. That's good. So... That's the first thing I thought of. Now, cup can be half full.
The flaw and the ointment?
The cup also can be half empty.
Those are the options, I think. I don't know if there are any other ones in there.
So let's do both. Options. Because the Isak bite out of this thing last night, you talk about flying the ointment, changing the dynamic.
Sorry, I'm somebody that gets distracted easily. Now I'm looking up, just so you know. I'm Googling.
Where did it come from?
Yeah, what's the origin of flying the ointment?
Yeah, I do that all the time, and I don't remember that one. But that's a hammy. I mean, that's a pulled muscle. Now, first of all, let's all condition ourselves if we haven't already. Who knows what they say, and don't put a lot of stock into it regarding this. An injury like that, at minimum, just to be safe, at minimum, is a week. More likely, 2 weeks.
All right, so you said don't put too much stock in what they say, but at least let's give them an opportunity to say things, Lopez.
Okay.
Be a journalist, Lopez.
I am.
All right, so let's go to a...
Journalists can be opinionators.
A primary source in Joe Espada. Would you agree that
yes.
Mr. Journalism Man? Okay, thank you very much. This is Joe Espada talking about the injury for Isak Paredes?
Left hamstring right now. We will know more tomorrow, but it's a left hamstring.
All right, so that is where it is.
What did you see on the field?
He pulled up. That's what I saw. That's what I saw was left hamstring. Now, immediately after that, this is what his response was, again, Joe Espada, to the question of, now, how is Isak feeling?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he said, you know, hey, I'm playing tomorrow, Joe. I'm like, dude, let's check you out tomorrow and see how you feel. But the strength was fine. So we'll know how he feels tomorrow. Right, he still just came off the field, adrenaline. So we'll know more tomorrow once he wakes up, and we'll check him out.
So we're on Isak Paredes watch, right? Like, that's keep your phones on you.
Mm-hmm.
But where do you go from there? Because I know that's immediately the thing. On the text line, y'all jumped in real quick with it from the 713. So in 2 weeks, do we find out Paredes has a broken bone? All right, first of all, I don't need that energy. It's a Friday. It's a
broken
good day.
Bone in his hamstring.
Good day.
He broke his hamstring.
For the first time in history, a broken muscle somehow. No, but yeah, man, it's a good day to have a good day. Let's have some good mm-hmm. vibes as much as we can here. But what does this mean, right? Because Isak Paredes has been one of the things that I say, or I call a term, a load-bearing wall of sorts for your Astros team. Mm-hmm. He has been one of the guys that's been absolutely essential to whatever offense that you do get. He's been probably the most or second most consistent guy that you have, because I think you probably got to give Jeremy Peña his credit when you talk about swinging that bat mm-hmm. this year. But he's been 1A or 1B rather in that regard. And now, you know, you at least have this instance where he pulled up. Maybe it's a cramp. Like, maybe you just go, hopefully everything's mm-hmm. good and Isak is right that he's going to, I mean, I don't think he plays today. Like, I just think they're going to, it seems like Joe Espada at the very least in his,
yeah.
on his lonesome as the manager is going to operate with a certain amount of caution where he won't play today.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe he plays this weekend. I understand I'm looking crazy because I'm the dude who's doing the hopium again.
Yeah.
But where do you fall and like, where is your kind of alert level and what could this possibly mean for the Stros?
Well, you know, cramp, maybe. Maybe, but it looked like he, as you said, he pulled up and reached. That doesn't seem like a cramp.
No,
but maybe. But I would say where my confidence level is, and you heard a spot of, you know, talking there. You said, tap the brakes, big fella.
He seemed to be coming with the level of, I don't know, disbelief. Like,
yeah, tap the brakes there.
To go back to a discussion we had, what was it, 2 days ago?
Yeah.
Sure, Jan. Like, that seemed to be the energy that he was coming with
yeah.
on this. Like, all right, man, we'll let the imaging tell us what's happening yeah. here. But, you know, we're back in this space where Astros and injuries,
mm-hmm.
Whether you want to talk about, like, possible mishandling,
mm-hmm.
possible ineptitude, with all due respect.
Bad luck.
Right. The bad luck thing is where I mm-hmm. even want to come to mm-hmm. as well, because you put someone in this space and there's a possibility of how quickly do you recover from the hamstring? Like, hamstring yeah. injury is what, obviously, with some level of caution as well, mm-hmm. that kept Nico Collins out
sure.
for a 5 week span. Mm-hmm. Now, of course, they're doing different things. Like, Isak is not going to have to be as much yeah. of a straight line runner, what have you. But how long can you afford to have Isak Paredes not in the lineup in particular, yeah. but not at third base as well? Because defensively, he's been better than advertised as well.
I think he's been their most important player. We can argue, and I will listen to every argument, you know, about Jeremy Peña, et cetera. But I think he's been their most important player. I also think, from the outside looking in, no direct knowledge of what the exams are doing and MRIs and all that stuff, I say you got to sit him at least a week, minimum. I would lean even more than that, but let's just say a week. Then you got to start talking about, you know, the schedule has been pretty easy. It gets a little tougher. You have Twins, of course.
Starting tonight.
Yeah, shout out Carlos Correa. A's and Angels. All right.
I'm pretty sure I heard that he found, he discovered Isak Paredes. I think that's the one. Heard. Yeah.
And then Phillies and Cubs. So it gets a little tougher after this.
You got the Phillies and Cubs a little bit further down.
I said Twins, A's, Angels.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah.
See, that's my bad.
And then Phillies and Cubs.
Listening problems over here.
You were looking up fly in the ointment.
All right. So I don't like that you knew what I was thinking in that moment. All right. I just don't like that. But you're right.
Yeah. And so what do you do? Mauricio Dubon has to go to third base, right?
Does he?
I think so.
As the utility guy, that's immediately where you go. Can I throw this up? Can I get a little weird with it?
Get weird.
Cam Smith was a third baseman, wasn't he?
He sure was.
You've reached a place where you kind of got some dudes that could play in the outfield, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Would it be weird? Would it be too much of an ask to take a guy who was learning a position and trying to find a level of comfort and put him back at his original position?
It would be a big ask. And not necessarily because he can't do it, because that's where he's gotten his most reps. You know, just go back as far as you want with his baseball career. But how many reps does he get between games at third base? Does he get any? You know, he's finding a home and a comfort level in right field. Made a good play last night. Is that asking too much? You know, hey, we need you in right field. Okay, now go back to third. It'd be a little more comfortable transition because he's played there so much. But is he getting balls? He's never played it at Minute Maid. There you go. At Daikin at third base. You know, all that stuff. So right. it's a big ask. I'm not saying it's a no go, but it's a big ask.
And of course, you have some outfielders, but one of those is Jacob Melton, who I've enjoyed seeing. But at the time being, the bat has not actually produced the runs or even really the productivity that you would want. Mm-hmm. Even though like the way that it looks, I think we can all diagnose that and say it looks good at the plate, even though you're not getting the results. Like, how long do you play that out? But if you do the musical chairs of Cam Smith to third base, maybe Jacob Melton plays right, you know, Altuve continues in left, and then is Dubon playing second more again? Like, right. In your instance, though, if you put Dubon at third, you do have Altuve at second. So you're also asking this guy, although you did have opportunities of him playing some second, moving back in, or you have Brendan Rodgers playing second, which after yesterday, I think I'm good.
Yeah.
And maybe that's not the right way to look at it. Again, it's a long season. You need a number of guys to be able to step into the space. But I'm not sure how much I'm enjoying the Brendan Rodgers at second base experience, especially because the bat hasn't been anything to write home about. And the defense has had some instances where you go, This is what we're sacrificing for in this moment.
Yeah, and one texter says we're going to see Paredes in 2 years because he's having Tommy John.
All right, calm down. It is fair though. The 281 said it is Friday the 13th, Reggie. I mean, okay. I'd much rather have a good day to have a good day type vibe, but you're not wrong.
Yeah,
and so I can't write that off. So let's see if we can just kind of like avoid the bad juju. We'll be on Isak Paredes watch because, look, this is going to be super important. I think sans Isak Paredes, I can get a little nervy. I get real concerned about what this offense gives you without Isak Paredes because, I mean, even yesterday, home run.
I think he's the most important player.
He ultimately, you could say, is one of, if not the main reason you win that baseball game. So that's going to be a huge, huge development that we continue to watch as this continues to go. All right. You're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Yeah, 504. That's basically what I said in as much as a nice way that I could say it. But coming up next, now that minicamp is over for the Houston Texans, we're in this space where we're just on the we're barreling towards training camp. That's what we're looking towards. Are there any specific position battles or developments that you're most looking forward to? 713-572-4610. That's the conversation that we're having next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Next. It's Friday. You're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. John Lopez, Reginald Attitude, LaFiggy Fig. And you. Now the minicamp's over for the Texans. Are there any specific position battles or developments that you're more looking forward to? 713-572-4610 is the number to text. Also remember, of course, the YouTube page and the Twitch are available to you. Before we get there, I mean, I just wanted to give you my findings.
Oh, fly in the ointment.
My Google search.
I like doing these things. I do them all the time.
I'm going to be honest. I didn't get very much when it comes to like actual origins, but obviously the idea is that, and we I think we understand the idiom is just the idea of, if there, it's the defect in a larger that ruins the larger whole.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the thing that I was thinking about, and I talked about this with you in the break, if there was a fly in some ointment, I wouldn't throw the whole ointment away.
It's not a deal breaker,
right? Yeah. Like, would you?
If
you
had some, just scoop it out.
You had some Murray's hair cream or whatever, and then here come the fly landing. You throwing away a lifetime supply of Murray's?
No, hey, a fly ain't about to dive in no Murray's.
That's true. My bad. I'm bugging.
That stuff hard as hell.
But I'm just saying, like, if you had,
your
I don't
death
know,
wish,
some leave-in conditioner or something. I don't know.
A
fly lands.
You just scoop it out.
Yeah, I would just scoop it.
Would you pour a drink out of a fly?
That's what I'm saying. Drink? I feel like that's what the like a fly soup? In my drink or a fly in some soup is really the one that I thought of.
Yeah.
I throw the bowl of soup out if a fly lands. In it. So I feel like the expression should be, that's the fly in the soup.
That's the fly in the soup.
You know what I mean? Because the fly in, I would still use that ointment.
Which I think we're going to adopt that.
I want to ask a question. Would y'all throw y'all beer away if a fly just kind of landed in the beer?
In the beer or on the lip?
In the beer.
In the beer, I'm done.
You throwing,
with it.
You done with
in
it?
In the beer.
Because I feel like some people, I feel like guys could be hardos a little bit when it comes to that type
that's
of stuff.
The alcohol would get it.
Yeah, exactly.
In the beer, I'd probably try to pour out the part that had the fly and then drink the rest.
But that's not how liquid works.
But see if it
liquid works.
But see if it landed in your water, you like, I'm pouring all of
it. Throw it out.
Well, because water is free.
Yeah, exactly.
Just get another cup of ice water. All right. But yeah, what position battles are you, or developments rather, are you more looking forward to or most looking forward to? Now the minicamp is over, 713-572-4610.
Yeah, let us know, because we all saw the, you know, the reports and such, the dispatches, if you will, and want to get formal from.
I just, the stupid words that I use are really getting to you, aren't they? Because dispatch is just one that's the word that comes to mind, and now we're calling
use
all
it.
These.
Okay. I use it, right, yeah. Cool. The dispatches from NRG Park, if you want to get really official. We all picked up on
this
some
all
things.
Feels like shade to me.
we all picked up on some things. So I got mine, like things that, you know, here we are 38 days, whatever it is, to training camp. I'm going to be looking specifically at a few, let's just call it what it is, position battles.
Sure.
And I'm going to start at right tackle. That one took all along. I could be dead wrong. It wouldn't be the first time. I'm not feeling Jake Fisher as the guy. No, all due respect.
At center? Mm.
At right tackle.
You mean Blake Fisher.
Blake Fisher. What did I say?
Jake Fisher.
Okay. And that made me think Jake Andrews. So I was like, is that what he's talking about?
No, Blake Fisher. I'm not feeling him at
and he changed that man's whole name.
I changed everything.
Said, be better and you can get your name back, dog.
Yeah. So, I've never, ever since last year, I've never quite felt him at
you don't think
at
he's
tackle.
A Blake?
That he's a...
Oh, at tackle.
A tackle.
Sorry, I'm stuck in the name. That's my bad. I'm with you. Okay, but then... So you just... We're ready to put the... You want to see the pad strapped on so that we can see this in full effect.
And I think the battle's going to be Blake Fisher and Trent Brown. DeMeco seemed to be pretty high on what Trent Brown was all about when he was talking about the way he's helping people, the veteran benefit, he's been sitting out. You know, he might just be getting the Laremy Tunsil treatment, you know, in terms of OTAs and mini camp, you know, so he doesn't need to be doing this. He knows the offense.
Who, Trent Brown?
Yeah.
I mean, I think he's still dealing with an injury.
And he's still dealing with an injury.
That's the big thing.
All of it. And so, you know, all that combined, I want to see how right tackle shakes out.
I think that's fair. That's and especially because right tackle is where your, you know, one of your top draft picks is at least most likely to play in Ariante Ursary. So I'd very much like to see how far he is on his development, how much he's going to push the likes of, you know, you're looking at possibly Trent Brown. Also, clearly Blake Fisher, who seems to be the incumbent, or he is the incumbent, even before we talk about who seems to be in that top spot right now. I want to see how far he pushes him, because I was very, very intrigued when D'Amico Ryans mentioned that he's already seen great progress in his pad level, like making mention of that when talking about Tay. After only rookie minicamp OTAs
he's
and
in the mix.
Mandatory minicamp, the idea that they got that squared away, which was the first thing that I think was that jumped off of his scouting profile when it came to negatives, he's already worked towards that, and he's still that big, solid guy that had, you know, a good amount of experience in Minnesota. Like, I'm very intrigued to see how far he can push this. So, yeah, that's absolutely one of those for me as well. And I think that also brings us back to center. Somewhat at the top, but not necessarily as much, kind of at the backside of this, because I know people have talked about the possibility of, is there a trade in the offing? Juice Scruggs has not been all that involved.
Well, that's another one I put down. My mine that I'm really looking forward to at camp, I put it down as Juice Scruggs versus the depth chart. Like, where does he fit in? You know, if you look at this Texans depth chart, and D'Amico, excuse me, Nick Casario was talking about it just the other day. You know, you carry eight. You carry eight on game day. You know you're going to carry Cam Robinson. You got to figure Lakin Tomlinson. You got to figure Jarrett Patterson, Tytus Howard, Blake Fisher. And so all of a sudden it becomes, you know, Jake Andrews, Trent Brown, kind of becomes an usury. If, you know, presuming you're going to carry him on, if he's not starting.
Now, that's game day. Obviously, on the roster, you might carry something like 10. Maybe 11.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you get real,
where does Juice Scruggs fit in?
I mean, you would imagine that maybe he ends up being kind of like a, especially because of versatility. Like, when you start talking about depth guys, versatility matters, and in theory, he could play across all three of your interior offensive line spots. How well does he do that right now for you? Because I think that probably gives him some level of leg up, but also, and maybe he has not had a lot of involvement early because it feels like maybe they know what he does or what have you. But I'd be very intrigued to, like, how are they looking at him? Is it where, will they value that versatility, or do they feel like, hey, we have guys that we feel stronger about regardless of, like, the ability to swing across some of these positions, and that matters a lot more to us. And does he end up on the outside looking in? I think that's a very interesting one as well.
Another couple of position battles I'm going to be looking forward to. Let's not ever underestimate what it means when D'Amico Ryans starts gushing over a player. He was gushing over Justin Watson. Justin Watson, John Mechie? I mean, that's going to get interesting. Clearly, what do you say? He does everything right, you know, Justin Watson and all this other stuff. And that was at a fan event. He was just, you know, talking off the cuff, seemed to really be good. Haven't seen a lot of John Mechie, you know, doing things yet, but it's still early, obviously. But that's one to watch.
I mean, yeah, that wide receiver room and just how deep they'll go with it. Mm-hmm. I think it's probably fair to assume that maybe you have six of those wide receivers in there. But yeah, odd man out on the back end of that obviously matters. And I'm starting to wonder how many like wide receivers in real effect that they actually have between obviously the young guys, the incumbents, and then the likes of Xavier Hutchinson and, you know, some of the other guys that are brought in, Braxton Berrios and Justin Watson. As you mentioned, some other things that have come in on the text line from the 504, they're just like, I just need to see the offensive line and whole versus the defensive line being able to pick up stunts, those types of things. Like, I think that's a very good question. As far as your other question, when do training camp tickets release? I am not certain. I don't think that we've gotten information on that just yet, but you know what? I'll do a little.
It'll be very soon, I'm guessing.
It does feel like we're nearing that time. I mean, we're 5 weeks away from really getting OTAs going, so I imagine that the Texans, who are always very excited to have their fans a part of the process, will make sure that that's available. I feel like you have another one here that you want to get into.
Yeah, I got one more, and you guys kind of got in my head on this one.
You're welcome.
I don't know if that's was a thank you or not, but you did get in my head on this one. Back into the running back room, and especially as it pertains to Dari Ogunbowale, because I was sitting here thinking, well, he's in. I mean, they love him. He's versatile, special teams,
and
not everywhere
just special teams. Return, because I think that people will talk about Damian Pearson. Well, he's a special teams as well. Not quite.
Not the same. Not the same as Dari.
Like, we could throw a lot of people back here to return. Are you our gunner? Are you a guy who could be a protector? Are you doing all these other things on special teams? Those are the ones that are really, really
his pass blocking. But the way you got in my head is I started thinking about this.
Again, you're welcome.
The back end of the running back room, keep in mind, we're all assuming they're going to have some fullbacks now, at least one. And so so pass blocking all of a sudden maybe isn't as prioritized for Dari.
Also, if Nick Chubb is solid, coming back in the way that he does, pass blocking is one of his capabilities. He's very strong at that as well. So how much do you need a guy in particular that you're keeping on the roster just to kind of come in as a pass blocker, especially because that was a complaint that we kind of had at times where you throw him in a third down and you're like, well, everybody knows what's coming.
Exactly.
Right? This is a tell on
your
offense.
They're passing. If y'all don't know this already.
Nick Chubb in there to pass block. That don't necessarily serve as a tell now, does it?
Yeah, exactly.
You know? And so that does put him in some level of danger here in a way that, I mean, Dari has done a great job. I think I want to give him credit of making himself valuable.
But is that value the same?
Right. And so that's one of the reasons why he's being able to hold on. Any football player, any professional football player knows, especially if you're not one of them ones at the top of the roster, make yourself as valuable as possible. Do a lot of things that are valuable to make – you know, make it so that it's easier for you to stick around. And he's been the embodiment of that. This might be the year where that gets a little dicey. So, yeah, that would be very interesting to see how that works. He's probably very invested in that. And I think one more that you kind of threw out there that I'd like to mention real quick before we go here. The rookie defensive backs have now become very much important. How does that DB room fall? And I think that's probably less the competition. Well, actually, the competition of what does Tremont Smith bring you? Like, how confident is his play? Because you tried some, I guess, retreads, for lack of a better term, last year, and CJ Henderson and Jeff Okuda, and neither of those panned out.
Yeah, but the guys that you could slot right in are both either gone or temporarily gone, you know, in Darby and Jimmy Ward. Like, those were two guys you were going to slot in, and they're not there right now. So, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, so I'm very – those are things that we're looking forward to in the next few weeks. Or not in the next few weeks, but after the next few weeks, once we get to training camp and we really get things ramped up for your Houston Texans. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's get to our question of the day. There's news that Tom Brady is going to have a statue built for him in New England for the Patriots. And that got us thinking, who deserves a statue in Houston? And not just sports, any Houston figure that you want. 713-572-4610. Let's discuss it next. Love this song so much. All right, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Apparently, it's a Funky Friday. Figgy's the arbiter of Funky Friday. And when I hear Marvin Gaye, I Want You, that means it's a Funky Friday. All right, let's get going on the question of the day. Who deserves a statue in the great city of Houston? Don't got to be sports either. Let us know on the text line, 713-572-4610. This is inspired by the New England Patriots. Apparently, they had already had this commission because this was on their social media, and this is the voice of team owner of the Patriots, Robert Kraft, letting his constituency know what they're doing.
Last year, we commissioned a local sculptor to create a larger-than-life bronze statue to perpetuate the legendary legacy of the great Tom Brady.
I love it, and it's obvious, and that's a given. But for our purposes in Houston, look, let's get some of the main ones. Well, maybe I'll let people come in, but you know, there are some obvious ones. I'll put it that way. Kind of thinking like just people in Houston that deserve a statue.
Levy Smith.
Some would argue.
Who are these some? Who are
some
the
would
some?
Argue, you know what?
It's a lot of people that kept saying, build him a statue.
You know when I think the Levy Smith statue comes in? His statue is a side saddle statue. If CJ becomes the CJ that we anticipate he can be, then you have a side saddle statue of Lovey like in the background looking like proudly at the CJ statue as if to say, I did that. You know what I mean? Like that's the way that we acknowledge the Lovey Smith bleep you week 18 win that ultimately allows you to end up with CJ Stroud.
Yeah. Okay.
You know what I mean? We'll does that feel like that works?
Yeah. But like obviously Dream, you know, some of these.
And it's worth noting the reason why we don't have a Hakeem Olajuwon statue is because Hakeem doesn't want a statue.
Correct.
Otherwise, we might have three Hakeem statues at this point.
Earl, Nolan Ryan. I'm not saying those are wrong. All right. But I want to think a little bit outside the box. A lot of people saying Mattress Mac. 100%. Right.
I think so.
Yeah.
I think so. Especially everything he did as far as hurricane stuff, just the natural, the national disasters, all that. Yeah.
Yeah.
He did a lot for the city.
Yeah. But we can dig a little deeper too.
Well, can I stop on the Mattress Mac?
Yeah.
Because I think we were talking about this before the show. Mattress Mac, obviously one of the first ones that came up. But, and as I was telling the guys, Sean and Seth, when we were talking about this in the crosstalk, I feel like some people are statue anywhere type people.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like some people are statues in a very specific context type people. Which of those does Mattress Mac feel like to you?
He's kind of a tweener, isn't he? Because he's identified with I-45 North, you know?
Yeah.
Gallery Furniture, I-45 North. So I would lean there, but you can put it anyway. You can damn well put it outside the Daikin Park. As much of a connection as he's had with the Astros and all these bets, you know, that he's guaranteed, and you get the free whatever, $2,000 or whatever worth the furniture and all that. You could dang near put. So he's kind of a tweener to me, you know?
Yeah, I could see that. Yeah. I could see that. Mm-hmm. I mean, obviously, it would just make the most sense if he's at the Gallery Furniture. But I was like, I'm interested on where you end up putting the statue.
John McClain.
John McClain is a fun one. I was like, I wonder if John McClain ain't more of a bust than he is a full statue.
I'd put the statue sitting outside of training camp by the bubble in a Panama hat and a black t-shirt and black shorts and tennis shoes with the socks pulled up. That's the statue right there. Yeah. That's the statue. Texture had a really good one. Marvin Zindler.
Yeah, that's the first
witness new.
Yeah, that's the first person I thought about at the Mattress Mac. Yeah,
that's where I'm kind of going. Like some of the deep cuts, so to speak, of statues in Houston.
I would love the Marvin Zindler statue. What does it look like? Where does it go?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, what does it look like? Where does it go? And that's not
doesn't he have a street or a court or something like that downtown?
That brother got a burger at Rodeo Goat.
Doesn't that feel counterproductive considering his impact, right? Yeah. Like, not saying that the only thing he did, I can't reduce his cultural impact.
Just don't jet the ice machine.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know that I want to eat anything Marvin Zindler brandly because it takes me to slime in the ice machine.
Yeah, that's right. Why are they doing this?
And then I'm getting the, like, psychosomatic, is that the word? Mm-hmm. Psychosomatic effect. Of like feeling sick, even though the burger's probably 100% fine. It's probably great, in fact.
Yeah. Now that'd be Beyonce.
Beyonce is a good one. I think obviously George Foreman, a local as well.
Mark Berman and set the statue at the airport.
Set it right outside Channel 26 to show those you know what's that sports matters. Megan Thee Stallion, but facing the other way.
See what you did there, buddy.
The problem is, I love it. The problem is, aren't we setting this up for deviance? You know what I mean? Like, are you not concerned about deviance?
Yeah, you have to be.
At that point?
You have to be.
Doing weird things to the statue? Because that's where my brain went.
Yeah, Berman at the airport.
That's what they said.
Oh, I missed that. I was thinking about him at 26.
But I also think there's a lot of people that I would actually put a lot of people at the airport. Did you know, by the way, I think I texted you guys, the Houston airport system is ranked like best in the world for art in the airport.
Really?
Crazy. Yeah. I caught this a couple weeks back, or like a month ago, mm-hmm. when I actually had to fly out of IAH. Mm-hmm. And I had time to kill before my flight took off.
I had no idea.
And I was looking around. Mm-hmm. I was like, yo, there's a lot of artwork in here. And mm-hmm. for some reason, like, there was a ranking that came down. I think I texted you guys about it. Mm-hmm. The Houston airport system, highly regarded. Well, first of all, mm-hmm. This ranking system, and I'll find you what it is officially so that, you know, this is not just sounding like I'm making this off the top of my head. But of all the airports in North America, highest ranked airport is Hobby Airport.
That's crazy.
I would have never guessed.
It's pretty sweet to get in and out of. Hobby's pretty
sweet.
It's
so easy.
It's so easy.
Man.
Let me ask
you. So, yes, throw a lot of these at the airport. Throw to Meg. Throw to Bun B.
Yeah.
Like, throw all the cultural icons mm-hmm. that especially, like, people from outside of the city would know when they step.
Oh, he must be from Houston.
They're like, oh, wow, yeah. This guy. Yeah, yeah, for sure.
You know who might get a legit might get a statue and would be deserving is Kelvin Sampson, eventually.
Oh yeah,
right
on campus 100%.
Yeah,
right?
Nah, yeah. Definitely. Mm-hmm. That's almost a law at that point.
Given, yeah,
yeah.
Somebody said VY in front of Madison High School. I like the way you're thinking.
I like the
way you're thinking.
The high school legends mm-hmm. would be like that division would be so very fun. Just mm-hmm. the high school legends. Hey Lopez, what about your homeboy? what about your homeboy Jim Nance on campus?
Yeah, set it right there next to where show sits.
Hey,
go right in studio.
I was gonna say, what about your homeboy Tony Busby?
Why not? He'll probably build it himself, to be honest. He put his own.
Put it right outside his house.
Yeah, right
over there on River Oaks.
There might be one there already.
Some other ones that are coming in. A copy of Watson's Tray. but how about this? From 346, George Strait and Selena at NRG. That
Selena.
Whatever the next iteration of, like, you know, the stadium, whether it's currently NRG Stadium, there should be something that is dedicated to, like, the incredible performances mm-hmm. at Rodeo. And
put
Selena,
it at the Astrodome.
Selena and George Strait, absolutely.
Put it where the Astrodome was. No, put it in front of the Astrodome right now.
Put it where it was.
Put it right next to the Astrodome currently.
You know what I love about Figgy giving me a hard time about the Astrodome? He wants it blown up, too. He wants it blown up, too. He just knows how badly I do.
Wow, okay. I did not realize some of these people are from Houston that you're throwing up here, or maybe I did. And of course, the Dre punching Courtland Finnegan is just...
We gotta have that one.
I would very much like it at some point. Yeah. And I told you guys where I think it might actually be most impactful. Put it in the bowels of the stadium, where the buses roll in, where they bring in the opposition.
You just got a statue of him with his fist up on him.
You got the opposition. You got Cam Ward mm-hmm. getting off the bus, looking over there and like, dang, who is that getting beat up? Don't get out here and mess around. Like, Andre Johnson ain't currently on the field, but the spirit of Andre Johnson is somewhere in this mug. Don't do nothing stupid.
Yes, it is.
Don't do nothing dumb here. Mm-hmm. Somebody, Jeff Luhnow got through up there. Anything?
No.
So, Seth brought up the Breakfast Club. Was he talking about the
Turkey Leg Hut.
He was thinking Turkey Leg Hut.
Okay. No, mm-hmm. I think the Breakfast Club. I think that owner, his name Marcus.
Mm-hmm.
He should definitely have a statue somewhere, man, because that, how great of a restaurant that place is, mm-hmm. how consistent it is.
Yep.
Man.
Yep.
Some other ones, obviously, you talked about the Givens, Carl Lewis up there as well.
Oh, that's a good one.
There was one that I saw, DJ Screw. DJ Screw would be tough. And I do love this. Does this even count as a statue at this point? But a miniature Astrodome.
Like, I guess it would, right?
That should be somewhere in NRG. It's just like a miniature Astrodome, like in a foyer
after
or something.
After you blow up the Astrodome, you put the miniature Astrodome statue in a very prominent place.
Just leave the one up now.
You are not going to want to leave the one up now. I still go back to those kids that broke in. It's been condemned since 2009.
That's why they went in.
2000, but I didn't realize it was that long. Like, it's just been an eyesore and a pox on the landscape since 2009. It's a seeping boil. is what it is.
So you like it then? Aaron Glenn and D. Hall in front of Nimitz. Okay, I like that. High school legends category as well. Someone mentioned Rudy Tomjanovich. Mm-hmm. Someone else mentioned, I know it's obvious, but did y'all say Altuve? We hadn't.
We have not.
But Altuve is absolutely one of them ones at this point.
ZZ Top would be a sweet statue.
Yeah.
That'd be a sweet looking statue. Because
of the beards.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I that's where I think it's really important on the artist to make this thing fly.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, are you capable of giving the right effect to those beards without them looking stupid?
Yeah.
And ultimately, that's also one of the things I want to circle back around to is I'm interested to see what this Tom Brady statue looks like, because how often is it that you get a statue built or something or like a plaque and then you go, that don't even look like that
person. Seems like it's happened more often lately.
Every damn time. It feels like it's happening on purpose.
Yeah.
Like, y'all doing this on purpose?
Oh, yeah. To get the internet going?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, man, that'd be interesting.
You think they're going to do a Bill Belichick statue?
No.
No, I don't think so.
Maybe when Robert's done here. You know what I mean?
If somebody pass away, then they probably get a statue.
Yeah.
Undertaker Waltrip comes in, and I got to read this one because, I mean, biggest champions in the city. Four-time champion Cynthia Cooper or something Houston Comics.
There you go.
I like that.
I like that.
Maybe like a threesome of them, you know, standing together with maybe Tina Thompson, Cheryl Swoops, and Cynthia Cooper all in there. That'd be really cool. As well. All right, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, we'll go around the NFL. It is Friday the 13th. I got some stats on some of the most unlucky players and teams of the 2024 season. Are there any Texans on there? We'll talk about that more next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.